starts with not questioning the answers and giving up before we begin. It unlocks the doors, increases some pressure, and in a flash, your time is up before it's done. And you all know how it can feel to feel at all. So I say no to status quo. Who wants to be like the rest and deny the best that I'm meant for? I will show the status quo. Who wants to be normal? I'll never conform. I will be content to resent the status quo. I kick down the walls around me. They don't know how strong I am. I'm not defined by boundaries they would never understand. I'm so much more than status quo. Who cares about being another pipe dreamer stuck on a bottom floor? And I know it's time to go. Maybe I've gotten everything that I wanted, but I think that I might have made it so. When I said no, 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 status quo. Starship Ranger, gonna do everything I can to always be a Starship Ranger. It's everything I am.
Okay. Delta Vu Shop Cookies. Cookies. Yeah, this song sounded really familiar, and then I realized this after the girls figured out that this is what Rain auditioned with the status quo. I don't know 100% what to say about this, because in point of fact, you like found out 6 hours ago that you had an opportunity. By the way, people, I'm going to take this as a public service message. If you have to drop, please tell us earlier in the week than 6 hours before the deadline, because it can give somebody an opportunity to come back on the show, you know, up to a certain point. And it's just like, I mean, I kind of have a lot of sympathy for Cookies because she didn't have much time to figure this out at all. Right. So, you know, if something comes up, believe me, we understand, but please give us some warning. I was iffy about this. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. This, I haven't been impressed tonight by anybody. I don't know. It was kind of 6 hours to deadline. I'm not gonna say anything more. I'm sorry.
For me, and thank you so much, Cookies, for submitting as fast as you did.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, real trooper. This song was low for you in a lot of places, it felt for me, because I heard a lot of underpitch moments, like you were really flat in certain parts.
Everybody's singing songs too low for them tonight.
I'm like, Off-Broadway has so much fun stuff. It's just, why all the ballads tonight? I'm So Much More was really flat. You tended to have rough vocals. I did like you better on some of the higher parts, and I would have liked a bigger I Am at the end. Millie?
I didn't not like this, actually. I thought that it was like, I felt like you could have had a bit more of the character in it, but I thought that it was the closest it's come in general tonight. Like, I didn't think you were over, and I didn't think you were super under as far as, like, the performance of it should have been. And as well, I mean, it was low for you, but when you kind of had, like, the middle range stuff, I thought it actually sounded really nice. There were just some weird... The biggest thing for me was that there were some weird cuts that were kind of just, like, where you had, like, one line that you'd recorded, and you didn't cut it far back enough, so when the next line started, you had, like, just one split second of, like, two cookies, which isn't even, like, a super big thing, but it was, like, noticeable. But, yeah, I did not like this. Yeah.
No, I agree. In the middle range, the stuff that was in a range, she sounded okay. She sounded good. But some of the stuff was way too low for her.
Yeah.
Who okay. is next?
I need an energy boost. Somebody do something that's not a ballad.
Up next is Valkyrie Celeste, and I don't know what she's saying yet, so.
Woo!
This is probably like a Pikachu song.
Oh, it is a Pikachu song.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Have fun, y'all.
Okay.
Choo! choose you because you are my brother. I choose you.
You mean you restarted? Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that was Valkyrie Celeste with Pikachu. Choose you.
Yeah.
From Pokemon Live.
I hate Pokemon, but yeah.
Yeah. I will say, of all the shows I was expecting to not double, this was one of them. So, woo for Pokemon Live.
Yay.
So, Valk, thank you for being the first non-ballad entry of the evening.
I love you.
Because it had energy and it gave us the energy boost we needed. For me, your vocals sounded distant, and that's just, it might be my headphones. But I really love this, because I would like the backtrack a little louder. But the last acapella section, the last sentence part, whatever, at the end, that was acapella. I loved it. And Millie.
The Valk. Not Zell. Valk. Yeah, it was nice to have, like, a higher energy song in the middle of all this. It was just, yeah, like Zell said, we needed an energy boost. And this was good. I thought that because you were kind of singing in your boob range, and there was, like, it makes sense, okay? And there was just, like, usually when you go, like, high, it sounds, like, so amazing. But I felt like because you were singing kind of in that other part of your voice, kind of, like, your more throaty voice when you went to do those high notes, sometimes they didn't quite hit home, but otherwise I really enjoyed this. It was fun.
Read to me. Boob range, huh?
Yeah, her boob range.
Nice.
I'm very familiar with Valk's boob range.
You're very familiar.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
What else?
Okay.
You don't want to know what else.
Oh, you made Zell snort. That's great. Leave alone. All right. Well, this was clearly very boobular. that's so funny, Zell snorting. Oh my god. Okay, so I was just like at the point where I wanted to just find an antidepressant, and then you came along and saved me, because thank god, something that had some energy to it. It was delightful. Delightful to hear some energy. There were a couple of points where the tone was just slightly off, but actually I liked it overall quite a lot. And best of the night so far. Mm-hmm. But that's probably because it had the most energy. So.
Who's next?
Ooh.
Up next is Dylan Collins, y'all.
Oh, you better have energy.
It really touched me.
Oh, God.
Laundry day, see you there, under things tumbling. Wanna say, love your hair, here I go, mumbling. With my freeze ray, I will stop the world. With my freeze ray, I will find the time to find the words to tell you how you make me feel, what's the phrase, like a fool, kinda sick, special needs, anyways, with my freeze ray I will stop the pain, it's not a death ray or an ice beam, that's all Johnny Snow, I just think you need time to know that I'm the guy to make it real. The feelings you don't dare to feel, I'll bend the world to our will, and we'll make time stand still. That's the plan, rule the world, you and me, any day. Love your hair. What? No, I love the air. Anyway, With my freeze ray, I will stop.
And that was Dylan Collins with Laundry Day from Dr. Horrible.
Freeze
which,
ray.
For those of you who are like, oh my god, that wasn't on stage. It has a stage adaptation.
Yes, it does.
Suck it up.
Talk like that.
I like this, Dylan. It was like fun and just, I think that you had the energy in just the right place. I thought your vocals were good. I didn't have problems with this. It was fun.
I had only one nitpick, and that was the way you handled the note that was a little on the high side. It was a little weird, but other than that, you were writing character, and it wasn't necessarily as spunky energetic as Valk's was, but it still held the energy enough to keep me interested. I liked it. I thought you did a good job with it.
Echoing my two co-judges, I had some bobbing head action going on, just going side to side like in Night at the Roxbury, but not as neck cringing worthy. I love the attitude. I love the air. Thing. I love his little.
I love how he just said, "I love the air."
Yeah,
when he said it.
But yeah, that's all I really have.
This is a big turnaround from last week.
Yes. Who's next?
Up next is Millie's favorite person in the world.
Me?
Wait, no, no.
Other.
MFB.
MFB. Okay.
I totally threw that.
Up next is Genesis.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
Okay, if my eyes, that was JC, and I will just say that if my eyes could have rolled into the back of my head and followed your voice, from my right ear to my left ear, and then my left ear back to my right ear. I mean, everybody else would have thought it was in a trance, but it would have been very interesting. That was some nice panning there. I like that. That made an otherwise boring song very interesting. You sang this very nicely, but the old style musical songs are just so repetitive. It is such a challenge to make those songs interesting, you know, without something happening on the stage. You sang very, very nicely. I can't really give you a reason, but I don't know that I felt like your voice was quite in character, like to the level that Dylan's voice fit the character. But your vocal singing itself was very good, and you showed off a nice range here, especially when you started doing the follow. You know, like, the whole deep follow thing was kind of surprising, but I liked it.
Don't mind me, I'll be fine.
Generally, this was very nicely sung, but in this long repetitive songs, I need some change up. It's like, okay, are we on the 12th verse now? Or I lost track. So,
really lovely. I was swooning like at the beginning, like, ooh, I had a really moment. Yes, somebody did the show because I was like worried somebody wasn't going to pick it.
Was it fantastic?
It was fantastic because it's the Fantastics. I love Harmony Schmidt and Tom Jones. Trippy follows. Really nice mixing on those trippy follows. And that's all I have. Millie, don't fangirl now.
JC, last week I hated you, and this week I just think this was really nice. I had to completely disagree with Reed because this is how you do one of those more repetitive and ballady songs, right? I guess it's hard to say what was different between like yours and one of the other like repetitive ballady songs that we'd had, but I don't know. There was just, I think that you had how do I describe it? I can't put it into words.
It's not his fault. The song just never
exactly
ends.
But I mean, no, but I didn't feel there was no point in the song that I was bored. Like, it didn't come across that way to me. Maybe he sang it really well. I thought that like he just,
it wasn't, it's a,
he just, I feel like thing. The way that he played the song, like the way that just his voice, that he put that little bit of character into it, was just the right level that the song needed to keep me interested. He didn't go over the top with it, which he could have easily done with this song. He sprinkled it. I like that. He sprinkled it. This was so much better than last week.
I'm imagining like this racing through the flowers, going follow, 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 and sprinkling things. It's just weird.
He looks like glittery a dandelion. I really like this. This is like, no, I really like this, JC. Good job. Who's next? Good job.
Up next is Turtle.